You're listening to KJZZ's Here and Now. In Phoenix, I'm Steve Goldstein. Comedian David Cross is best known for his sketch comedy collaborations with Bob Odenkirk, who played Saul Goodman on Breaking Bad, and is currently playing that character on Better Call Saul. Cross was also a big part of the ensemble cast of Arrested Development as a therapist who wanted to be an actor.
My name is Dr. Tobias Kuhnke. I was chief resident of psychiatry at Mass General for 2 years, and I did my fellowship in psycholinguistics at MIT. And this is I'm a Bad, Bad Man from Annie, Get Your Gun.
Cross has also done stand-up for decades.
All right, here's a question. What is going on with people who drink Coors Light? And their seeming inability to get the liquid that's in the can into them without some sort of disaster happening. What is the problem they're having that they can't get, they need these technological advances? And it's just Coors Light. It's not regular Coors. It's not any other beer. They had to come out with a cold, activated can for these people.
When the mountains turn blue, the beer's as cold as the Rockies.
Now, when I want to know when something's cold, of the 5 senses available to me, I use the sense of touch. It has worked literally every single time.
David Cross will be performing in the Valley on Friday at the Wild Horse Pass Casino with a tour called Making America Great Again. He says it doesn't have anything to do with Donald Trump, and he won't be wearing a red baseball cap. And David Cross joins me now. David, when you do stand-up now, are you putting together disparate material and putting it all together that way, or are you going with a theme?
Well, it can be both, really. It's always, I mean, what I've done the last two tours is I just cull all the material that I've gathered over the, you know, 5 years or so. Because I never stop doing stand-up. I always do, you know, 15, 20-minute sets at a friend show or, you know, something really informal or, you know, maybe some festival or drop-in or benefit or something like that. And then I just took all that stuff and created what I thought would be a good hour and change, say an hour and 15 minutes worth of material, and then try to structure it in the best way. As you go on and the tour continues, it evolves, and I drop certain bits and other bits become expanded. And then there, I wouldn't say it's thematic, but they're definitely, you know, there's a feeling like, oh, this 15 minutes feels this way. And then we segue into this 15 minutes, which feels a little different.
I don't want to make everyone sound tormented when I ask this question, but there are some writers who say that they're good at it and there's some enjoyment from it, but others feel like, what would I do if I didn't do this? It's almost like, in some ways, it's this such a drive that some people who don't have it can't quite understand, whether it's creative, whether it's something in their psyche that they have to sort of get out. And I know, obviously, stand-up comedy, we hope, is more fun than that to some extent, but ultimately, is the process about that? Are you someone who feels like stand-up gives you something different, so it's something you want to keep doing?
Oh, definitely. First of all, it's the first thing I ever did, and I will always keep going back to it. It's its own unique form of comedy and expression, and it's kind of narcissistic and self-centered in a way, because you're saying that, hey, I'm worth listening to for, you know, an hour and 20 minutes, and to pay me money to do it. There's a bit of a narcissism to that, I think, you know, just that concept. But it's also about, because I do so many other things and all things that I enjoy, whether it's acting in somebody else's script or creating my own character or script or even writing and directing for other people, there's nothing that can replace, you know, this is just me. I'm on stage, live or die by it. And it's the only way to express those certain things. So it's pretty liberating that way as well.
There are a lot of people who've talked about kind of the golden age of TV drama, and they cite Mad Men, Breaking Bad. I'm sure Better Call Saul is in that category. Is this a good time for TV comedy in the sense that there are, whether it's Amazon or Netflix, do you feel like there are more creative outlets for you? Is that good for the comedy business?
Well, there are more creative outlets. I mean, that's just a fact, you know. I mean, everything you cited, those things weren't around with their original content just 4 years ago, you know. So it's there's plenty. And that is a good thing. I mean, it's, I think, fairly safe to say that most of the cream will rise to the top. There will probably be a handful of awesome shows that fly under the radar. And there'll be a handful of, you know, really lame, easy, stupid shows that become successful. But for the most part, you know, the really good stuff is found and shared. The comedy fan community is massive.
Is there this dynamic of those of us who are outsiders and say, boy, that guy should be a quote-unquote star, where everybody knows your name? Do you care about stuff like that?
I mean, I'm quite happy with what I've achieved and what I've been able, what the opportunities I've been allowed to have. I'd be lying if I didn't say that. Yeah, you know, I wish there was greater success. I wish I had the opportunity to do everything I wanted to do, which is not the case. But you know, when all's said and done, I'm quite happy with the body of work I've put out there and what I continue to do.
A lot of people love the work you've done with Bob Odenkirk, and I want to come back to the collaboration thing. Do you guys click immediately? Do you hate some of his ideas, love some of his ideas? Is it a normal sort of working relationship?
Yes and no. We did not click together at all when we met on the writing staff of the Ben Stiller Show, and Bob and I are very different people, and we were much different back then than we are now, and we did not... You know, we didn't fight or anything, but we were like two, you know, opposing magnets. We just didn't connect at all. And then it was much later, and we had tons of mutual friends. The first spark was at this party, and again, we were all, you know, we weren't unfriendly. We just didn't, I never would have imagined we'd collaborate someday, but was at this party. We just started riffing a bit that eventually kind of morphed into the one of the things from Mr. Show, early episode of the Bernie, the British TV spokesman, and the super pan that you hit people with, whatever. It's an old sketch. And we just sort of riffed that. And that was the first inclination that, oh, wow, this guy, we're really funny together. And then there was this place that we used to do sketches, all of us with each other, for each other. And we all kind of had our own nights. And Bob had his night, and I had my night. And we started writing for, you know, we were going to do a sketch on his show, and then we were going to do that same sketch on my show. And we wrote a couple of things, and that, when we first sat down to write, that was the most instantly effortless kind of writing, where we were both just creating this really funny, cool thing. And again, we're very different people. We approach things differently, but we're really good at taking each other's ideas and together making them something that they weren't and wouldn't be if it was just written individually.
I cut a rerun not that long ago of Modern Family, which is considered to be sort of the current mainstream successful sitcom, and you played a hilarious role. I can't remember how many episodes you were in, but is that good for you? Is that good for your selling tickets and a stand-up to be on a show like that, or did you actually admire the comedy they do?
I wouldn't say either of those things. I hadn't seen very many episodes. I mean, it's a good show, and I do like it, but I didn't think it was the greatest show of its time. But then I feel that way about a lot of stuff. So I think things that are so highly rated and get all the Emmys, I'm like, really? No, I can think of some better things. But
was it a fun part, though, at least to play?
Oh, yeah. Everybody was cool. They let me improvise, which is always fun. And I've always considered, when you get to do something like that, when you're just acting, that's like a paid vacation for me.
Comedian and actor David Cross will be bringing his stand-up tour to the Valley at the Wild Horse Pass Casino on Friday. He's also performing in Tucson on Thursday.